All right, so I'm gonna do a poem called Grove City 2014. But actually, to be honest, I'm really nervous. So can someone assist me in this poem?
I believe I'm being made here.
Everybody put on your glory's glasses. Yo, Steve, can you show me how to tell people a poem?
Basically, this is the way that you do it. You want to get a lot of rhyming words? Oh, yeah.
We were unprepared.
There we go. Okay, so what you basically want to do, you want to go through a stanza, get as many rhyming words into it, and then make it funny. Like, Grove City 2014. The student union is now in Breen. The ham and eggs might turn you green. The tomato soup looks more like Ovaltine.
All right, let me try. Okay. Find yourself a comfy chair. Eat the chicken if you dare. Thomas Ajami, the size of a bear? Cow manure is everywhere.
And sometimes, you know, you want to have a good sense of humor about yourself, you know, like Daniel Garris is a gimp.
Well, you know what? You're the size of a shrimp.
The human race didn't come from a chimp.
Kyle makes Captain America look like a wimp.
Learn about the Christian house. Maybe find your future spouse. Don't blush. Don't blush. The hot dogs contain traces of mouse. The Martin boy wears a chainmail blouse.
There are lots of smiling faces. Don't forget your Bible cases. The ice cream is in cryogenic stasis. Let's learn more about the heavenly places.
Leave that up a little bit longer. Families are our central hubs. Please don't be seen in local pubs. Please don't eat the lunchroom's subs. That wasn't from it, but. The Marrieds played like the Chicago Cubs.
That sting. That sting.
This year we were able to pay the bill. 40-degree weather makes you feel the chill. Come to the studies to learn God's will. And I'm sorry, but Tony Tate still looks like Uncle Phil. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
He wrote this. I want to come back to
you. Believer's bookshelf is now gone.
Phil Hanna drives like it's the Autobahn.
Nobody's funnier than my man, John.
And last but not least, Alex Fail looks like Zac Efron. But he's not a poet.
Okay, so. Not gonna make the crippled man stand up here. You just leave it right there. Okay, so basically I wanted to pass on the baton to the younger generation. You know, years ago I was attending camps and conferences, and I attended a teen camp, and we had put together a silly skit, and it was something that we had basically done to be kind of a nostalgic look at some years past. And as we had presented it to one of our counselors, he suggested that we also incorporate a verse with it. It's actually the next verse over, so if we can go to the next slide. And this was the verse that was given. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Ecclesiastes 12:1. Being a teenage kid, I was like, whatever. I said this verse, and I didn't think too much of it. But, you know, we can be thankful for those instances because it may have fallen on deaf ears, but I still remembered it. And the reason why I remembered it was because of all the things that I had experienced. You know, this was just a few years ago when I was a young person. And being a New York City commuter for about 6 years, seeing a lot of the evils of the world, I can really be acquainted with this verse. And these were certainly things that I wasn't bombarded with when I was younger. And when I consider the younger generation right now, I consider how much more evil they're going to be bombarded with. And the reason why we take these things so seriously and we gather together here is because we're equipping you for a world that is a lot more intense than the world that your parents had to deal with, and certainly more than your grandparents had to deal with. This is really a safe haven for us. I've loved coming up here in years past and being able to fellowship with saints from all over the world, hearing all kinds of different accents and sounding very strange when you go back home because those accents have an influence on you. And certainly just really just having a refuge here, being able to come away from your worldly friends and your worldly peers and just be able to fellowship with saints. I met some wonderful people here throughout the years, and it truly has been a wonderful time to be able to meet all different kinds of young people and see them going on for the Lord. And we just want to look at the theme verse so we can go back a slide on that as we were jokingly going through, but I just wanted to look at this verse here. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And I would imagine that as the young people were going through the epistle to the Ephesians this week, they were truly being taken into wonderful truths of Christ. It's a very good series of verses, and we sometimes make a connection to 1 and 2 Timothy with the book of Ephesians. And we look at that warfare, and we certainly need to be aware of what our place is first. And I really want to encourage the young people to come here year and year again to continue to grow in the Lord, to create new relationships, and to continue to go on for Him, so that when the next generation comes along and you're able to pass on the baton, you're able to equip them for the evil world that you are going to face. And I leave it on to the next person.